This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
What's the deal? No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. It's your girl Gina Views, Almighty Suspect, and we got that beautiful 500 racks in the building.
Yeah, man. 500 racks, man. The vibe, man. It's for your understanding.
I'm Mrs. Right. Yeah. I'm barely Mrs. Right barely now.
Yeah, how you feeling today?
I'm good, bro. I'm nervous. I'm glad to be here, bro. I appreciate y'all.
You nervous? Let me tell you a secret. I'm nervous, too. I have a little anxiety attack first 3 minutes of the interview, but it eventually goes away.
Yeah, I'm hoping for that to ease out. Y'all cool. I'm hoping for
it. Yeah, we good. You
what's
feel
that?
Me slouching that motherfucker a little bit.
Yeah. I'm good.
Take your shoes off.
I know it's cold as a bitch in here. I got on layers.
What's going on, Miss 500 Racks?
I'm good, bro. I've been chilling, man. I've been getting this project together. I've been trying to really make it a masterpiece, man. Every time I think it's done, I go back like, no, that's not it. But
so you're a perfectionist?
That exactly. When it comes to the music, at first I still make it just because I like it. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like since everybody else is listening to it, I'm like, ah. I got the critics that's really in it, you feel me? That, oh, you should use it. Like, all right, let me just get up in this bitch for real.
Can you, are you able to tell us who on the project?
Yeah, I got P&B on there. I got Shetty Hendrix
shit,
on there.
Y'all.
Yeah.
That P&B track, that's fire. I got that.
Big P&B, man. P&B, we got Shetty Hendrix. I'm trying to get Kaylin up on there like that in. I'm trying to get Blue Bucks on there like that in. Really, that's it. It's my debut album, and it's about to be a masterpiece that I could tell you for sure.
Can we get a name? Or are we doing?
Yeah,
too
that's awesome. Say we got a title.
Yeah, y'all are the first ones I get a title.
Come on, no Jumper.
Nothing about
got
that.
The exclusive.
Yeah, bro, it's called Based Off Emotions. Based Off Emotions, because that's really what it is, and I'm really good for putting down exactly what I meant to say or exactly how I feel when I say that. Like, when you hear a song that is that, you're going to know that's that. Like, that. Like, you, it's no, like, what you mean by that? Because I said what the fuck I meant. Like, you feel me? And it's, you just... You're going to feel that shit. It's each one, whether it's a vibe or it's like I'm in my feelings, you're going to feel that shit. Either you're going to feel that shit or you're going to feel me, and you're still going to feel that shit. So,
well, let's do some time traveling. I want to go back. I want to talk about your upbringing. What was it like for you growing up?
I grew up on the east side of Compton. It was real. I didn't grow up like poor, but, you know, the regular, like I had enough. I got into a bunch of different shit, like, you know, just everything a regular kid does, I got into music early. My mom put me in a choir. She was trying to make sure that, because my mom got mixed in. My mom's Mexican, my dad's black, so she was trying to make sure that we were as culturally involved in everything as much as possible, and she knew that church was one of the ways that people did that, or our people did that. Mm-hmm. So every time we went somewhere, she put me in a choir.
You got siblings?
Yeah, I got... Two sisters, three brothers. Three sisters, two brothers.
Okay. Older? What's the order? Which one are you? Oldest,
I'm the
youngest?
Middle child.
Okay.
Yeah, the black sheep for sure. When you see him meet us all, you're going to be like, oh, that's the one.
Did you go to a Hispanic church or a black church?
I've gone to both. I was in all the choir. I was in, every time I went to one, I was in the choir regardless. But I've gone to Hispanic churches and black churches.
Mm.
Yeah. I resonated more with the... With the black churches, but only because they got the gospel music for real that
right,
I like.
Really
that
touch
shit.
Your soul in there.
Oh yeah, that's sometimes you need to, I was gonna say a bad word, but you feel me?
Does the Mexican background and that culture, has that had any influence on your music?
Not yet, But I definitely want to incorporate it eventually. Unfortunately, I'm not fluent in Spanish. But
I was gonna ask, do you speak Spanish?
I do enough to get by for sure, and I can hold a conversation. But I can't get not a passionate conversation, unfortunately. But I'm still looking to make that possible.
You could get there.
I'm young enough.
Little Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, I got the apps and everything. I still, try to talk to my grandparents. I be telling my mom, some days I'll just wake up, just talk to me in Spanish today.
So you can soak some game.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
Did you know that you were going to become a musician, or were you just in the choir just for fun?
No, I didn't know I was going to become a musician. But when I was in the choir, I was like, I could do this for real. Everybody was playing. One, I don't play with the Lord. Two, I was just good at it. So I just, I wasn't about to, if I'm good at it, I'm not about to play with it. So I was just good at it. And no, I didn't know. The first time I ever made a song was because I liked this person and I didn't know how to tell him that I liked them.
Oh, it was a love song.
What age was this?
No. He was like, so everybody, I made it. I was a freshman in high school, so 13, turning 14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I made a song. It felt, something told me, I heard it, make a song. So I made a song, and it was actually cool. The experience was cool. I said exactly what I meant, how I felt. Everybody liked that shit, except for that person. It was why would you make this? I don't like you like that.
Where that nigga at now?
How that make you feel?
In my DMs, like a motherfucker, man.
Fuck that nigga.
SEO No Jumper, nigga. You salty. You should have liked the song, nigga.
Big 500 racks, nigga.
Big 100, yeah.
So how did it make you feel when you didn't like the song?
It for sure threw me off, because that's the only reason I made that shit. But everything the reaction that I got from everybody else, and then how the process was, the whole time making it, I was I was interested. And it takes a lot. It don't take a lot to get me for me to take interest in something. But I gotta, if I don't like it, I'm not gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was really the whole time I was I was in it from mm-hmm. start to finish. From
sound
the
like
beat
it was
to
like therapy
it,
for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
You
That's
used to go was. By Camille.
Oh my God! Shit. I'll throw up right now.
Oh shit! Yeah,
you used to go by Camille.
Came with a banger.
You see me? This
you
is what I do.
Just get
fire.
At what point did you make the change?
That's the song.
And she just
too.
Hit you with the narwhal.
That's the song.
She
you
hit
know
you
the,
with the
did
narwhal.
You play the song?
I know everything.
With the narwhal. We know it all.
You with the what?
That's the Nardwar, where he just pull out some shit
from your
history.
I'm not fucking with you, Gina, because I done heard about Nardwar.
Pull it out.
I'm not fucking with you.
I might have some more shit in my hat. I don't know. I'm just fucking with you. But at what point did you make the decision to go from Camille to 500 Racks?
Oh, that shit really just knocked my fucking top off that you knew that. I didn't know the first time I ever made a song, and the only song that is under that name. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell. Well, no, I'm not gonna tell you that.
Say it.
Tell us. Come on.
All right. Well, so
come
So Camille is my middle name.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. This. So I went with that. I've never wanted my first government name to relate to or have. Any part have anything to do with my alternative ego or my other life, because it's just this is the music was I was using that to escape that. So I didn't know what to go by. Nobody knew I was making music. It was the only song going up, so I was let me see, and I just went with Camille. Mm. And then I left that alone. Then after a while, I tried sports. I'm ass.
What sport?
Would you not hand coordinate it?
I'm ass at basketball, tried soccer, I'm ass. I was decent at tennis. I did tennis for a minute.
Can you double that?
Was this in high school or teams? Where was you doing it at? you was going to parks, so you was playing for the schools?
I went to a fuckload of high schools, bro. Mm. It's so unfortunate. I didn't even get to go to prom. I went to my first high school ever was Cabrillo. Then I went to Poly.
Long Beach.
Yeah. Then I went to this charter school in Compton. Then I went to this real small school in Linwood that was primarily Mexican. It's called Fireball. And I went to, I graduated from a continuation school. It's nothing wrong with that, but I just knew I wasn't supposed to be there. Like, every day I went there, like, you better than this. Not that I was better than them. It was like, you know, when you know that you better, you feel me? Just do better when you know.
Than the situation.
Yeah.
Right.
So you was like Gus from Recess, just going around, going all
Why
different kinds
of
schools.
Why was you going to different schools? Was you moving around or was you bad? Like, what was it?
I was about to give you a funny answer, but... No, I started off in Long Beach because it was just convenient for my mom. She worked in Long Beach at the time. And I was supposed to go to Poly first, but I was an overflow student. When you're an overflow student, that they just got too many students at the time, so they send you to one of their local schools.
Sister school?
Yeah, and I got sent to Cabrillo, and I got into I got into a lot of shit that I was stupidly, everybody's like, you know how everybody's like, oh, college are your experimental years. I was like, yeah, high school, I just feel like that's that for me.
Yeah, agree.
So I got into just some stupid shit. And then luckily Poly just called back at a good time. So second semester is when I went to Poly. I didn't like Poly. I don't give a fuck. I didn't like Poly. I didn't fuck with Poly.
Did moving around a lot affect your friendships growing up?
Yeah. But then I always chose the wrong people as friends anyway. Like, I always chose people that did what they wanted to do, but were funny as fuck. Like, so I was just with them because they was funny as fuck, or they were smart, but were smart and fucking street smart. Like, what do I need to know street smart? I mean, like, you do need to be street smart. You need to be equally street smart as you are book smart. But it's just like, I'm 13 right now, bro,
right.
And I don't get into no shit, like.
Right, you basically just hanging with the wrong crowd. Just trying to find yourself, like we all are at that age. You're trying to find yourself.
I was also using school as an outlet too before the music. Like, I just went to get away from home or from it. Like, just I didn't. You feel me? But when I did my shit, I did my shit. But when I didn't feel like it, I just didn't do it.
Okay, so when you changed your name to 500 Racks, what was the first song?
It's called For Me.
Is it still out?
Hell yeah.
All right.
That should actually slap.
So when you did your first song, what made you pick 500 Racks?
Again, I didn't want my name to be involved in any way. Like, and Camille is my fucking middle name.
Yeah, no. Nah. I've been thinking about changing my name too.
Yeah, so I didn't know how people chose their names. None of my nicknames was finna be that shit either, so I went on Instagram just looking at different handles, and you know how sometimes a handle could look cool, like that shit look like that shit fly.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So I found this, it was this person, that's not the Instagram don't even exist no more, so I'm gonna just say that shit. It was, the Instagram was 100 racks. And I was like, the handle look cool, but I'm about to up you a couple numbers, and I'm about to up you a couple numbers for sure. Like, so I just chose 5 and it stuck.
This whole time I thought that was your feature price.
You
oh, when
I, no, look. Because so this is when I got introduced to you. I was hosting an event that Cypress and Rosecrans Vic was throwing. And you performed with you came out with a group of like younger kids. I think
JCB and Benji.
And Benji. Oh my god.
Oh my god, them niggas is hard, huh?
When I saw that night I found that was crazy. But that's what I did when y'all performed. So I'm like, oh my god, they're fucking stars. And then I found out how young you guys were. So I didn't even know at that time.
God.
I didn't know you guys were up-and-coming artists at that time. In my mind, y'all already own. Mm. the way y'all just came out, the music, that like, it was just literally fucking remarkable. And I just knew right there, I'm like, oh yeah, they're out of here. They're out of here.
All the time. She sounds like she hella famous already. She famous, but yeah. She sounds like she hella famous already. It sounds like you've been doing music for a while, like, or you take a lot of time to perfect your craft, either or, mm-hmm. or oh, both.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we all appreciate
you
that.
You don't sound like an up-and-coming artist at all. Like the whole, the style, the fucking name, the everything is just already just, it just, it's that out of there. Like I know I'm in the presence of greatness.
Already.
Yeah, for real, for sure. So fast forward, at some point you link up with Tyga.
Yeah.
How did that transpire?
Tyga just hit me. Like, he just hit me, he just DM'd me. But, and that's super lit, bro. He's still, I still be DMing him, hitting him up today. Like, bro, I still appreciate you. That's like, that's aww. A big stamp.
Shout out to Tyga.
Yeah, sometimes he'll like the message. Sometimes, you feel me, he'll get back at me. You know, that's still, you feel me. But, you feel me, we live different lives. But he's still super dope for that. But he hit me, and around the time he hit me, first of all, I sent everybody to my manager. He likes Royce Coast, you know what I want. But when he hit me around that time, it was a bunch of artists or a bunch of shit going around about bigger artists DMing people and, like, getting their accounts
scamming
hacked.
Them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like, so I'm like, you're not about to get me,
so you
bro.
Thought it was fake.
Yeah, I was like, you could... I straight up, like, I was being polite, but I straight up told him, like, yeah, you can hit my manager, though.
You and said it just like that?
You're not about to scam me, Tyga? Like, I'm not playing with you?
I'm not going for none of that.
You're not about
shit.
To scam me. If it's real, hit my manager, and he did, and he told me about it. So, yeah.
He probably thought you was on some bougie shit, huh?
I was hoping if it was him, he wouldn't think that, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, you feel me? I'm not like that, but. But you're going to hit my manager if it's account. Real, though. Yeah, so, yeah, he hit me. Then he hit E. And then, yeah, we came to the studio. He already, when we walked in, he already had his verse laid out. Definitely did what Tyga did. Like, that's a, you know, that's a solid Tyga verse. That's just his thing. He said my name in it. You know, I was hyped. Like,
that's fire.
And he's the remix. Mm-hmm. So how long was the song out before Tyga hopped on it?
Well, like a year.
Did he tell you how he heard about it?
I believe.
You remember?
He did, but I don't remember.
I don't remember. It's all good.
I'm
just
out here
know.
Like that for
hey,
real.
She said I'm doing big shit. I don't know how to talk about it.
What was that session like, though?
It was cool. Just Incredible came through. And that's a solid guy, Just Incredible. I like Justin. I appreciate
shout
he
out
just
Justin.
Dropped. He just dropped his mixtape or his volume 3 mixtape. That shit hard. Yeah, I'm on there. Go check that out. You know, it's always a vibe.
I know that's right.
Okay.
And we was just getting to know each other for real. Mm-hmm. I was high as shit though. I was high as fuck in that session, bro. I was like, I had to apologize to him. And I just had to apologize to him. Like, yeah, you feel me? You know, I'm straight, and I appreciate you, like, mm-hmm. for everything. But I'm, you know, I'm just high. And he was like, nah, it's all good. Like, it's all good. Then we had the.
How much more y'all got in the vote? Or y'all just did that one?
We just did that one, but I'm sure if I hit him, like, hey, Tyga, you feel me? Could we work this out?
You got
to
get him on the album.
On the album?
You got
to
get him on
you'll
the album.
You listen to that? You'll fuck with that?
Yeah. Tyga is very much underrated. And I feel like he doesn't get the credit he deserves for the hits that he makes when we were discussing West Coast. So I'm not mad at Tyga being on everybody album.
And
I want to hear him.
Facts. I think that was good. And you said a little earlier, you said that you got Rest in Peace to the Great. You got PNB Rock on some of your unreleased. How did that transpire?
PNB hit me too. Yeah. Damn, that's just still.
Yeah.
He was just such a kind spirit. It just like fucks with my heart sometimes. He just hit me too. Like he was real. He kept his ears fresh. Like he was up on all the new sounds.
That's
and
fire.
Luckily, I was one of them. So mm-hmm. he just hit me and blessed me with the sound. I used to listen to bro in high school. I was like hell yeah.
That's dope.
But yeah, we locked it in. I sent the as soon as he hit me. Not that I had something immediately, but I did. Like I knew like this mm-hmm. is gonna be a ask Almighty. Hey. That motherfucker slap, bro.
I'm jealous.
Damn, people online like he done posted a snip. Like he was so excited to drop that shit, bro. He done posted, bro.
How long ago did y'all make the track?
think I was in New York. Was I in New York when I made it? Like, that was a year ago, too. Like, a year ago. A year and some change, maybe.
Mm-hmm. How long it taken to send it back?
Maybe, like, 2 weeks.
Fire.
So it was, like, an email thing, or did y'all ever get to connect?
No, he gave me his number, and I hit him. I texted him.
Oh, so y'all never met?
It was just, no, we shot the video. We got together.
Oh, it's a video. A
video?
Yeah.
Nigga, she's just so modest. She's just, oh, yeah, it's a video.
I know that. Hey, that's Gina. When I tell you that's my shit, I play that shit every day.
Yeah, he sent me a video. I'm not going to lie. I shared it with bro. He sent me a video singing. Like, he hit the stink face and everything. I'm telling you, you're going to feel me. Like, even if you're not in your feelings, you're going to sing that motherfucker like you in your feelings. I'm telling you, like, you're going to feel me. That shit going to.
And you said this was last year. You said this was last year?
Yeah.
So you could have one of the probably, like, latest videos that he done did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are we going to get it? Can we get it?
Yeah.
It's going to come? Because, you know, label shit, when people are, when they leave, it get a little complicated. I was just asking for the fans at home. Is it a chance that it's going to come out eventually?
Yeah, by the grace of God, it's going to get worked out.
Fire.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I heard that, back in the day, you was in...
She said, wait, what you finna come with? She got nervous.
Back in the day...
I'm not fucking with you. Stop fucking with me.
One of your biggest inspirations was Kaylin For Real.
Yeah.
And you ended up tapping in. Y'all ended up doing something
bro,
together.
First of all, I hate that people really take, like, people get so weird about people being, like, being called a fan is an insult. Like, nigga, that's what we make music for. Like, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
But I'm really a fan. Like, I'm really a fan. I'm talking about, that's a talented guy, bro. Mm-hmm.
Super cool and humble, too.
Yes, that he is. I was super geeked. He's just real fresh, but he's older than I am, so his music comes with more of it. Like, so he talks about what I've been through, what I'm gonna go through. He talks about what he has, what I wanna have, what I'm gonna have, like. Mm-hmm. And then every other experience with experience, like, that's dope. And how he does it is just my favorite. Like him and Eric Bellinger, top two for sure. But. I met him. I linked with Kaylin through Seti Hendrix. Seti Hendrix is really a solid guy too. That's really my guy. But he had a session with Kaylin, and he knew that I was a fan, so he was like, just slide through.
Aww.
And when I went, oh, y'all seen that clip? That shit obviously was not about me, bro. But they said 500 in a song, and I got a snippet of it and I put it on my Instagram. Geek the fuck, like, ah! But that shit was hard. That shit like 30 seconds though. If you really listen to it. It's gonna be a good song, but met him, and the whole time I was there, I was letting bro know, like, or not the whole time, like, you feel me? I was obviously having a session, like, I wasn't.
Yeah.
But, like, you're hard, bro. He was like, nah, you hard. I'm like, nah, you hard. Like, it was good. Like, that's how it went, yeah.
How you connect with Seti?
I was also a fan of Seti before I met him. Made a song, and none of the guys listened to Seti. And then I put him on. Then we was all listening to bro for a minute. And I made a song, and he was like, man, it'd be hard if you guys had a feature. Mm. And I was like, damn, I didn't even think of that. But then again, I made the perfect track and then sent it off to him. And it took a minute for it to get back. But that's when he didn't know me. We didn't know of each other. But luckily, he started the shit on live.
Mm-hmm.
So I jumped in that bitch. As soon as it turned on, you could see that he was like, okay.
Aww.
And I was like, yeah, that's lit. I fucked that.
So all these amazing things just happening.
Yeah.
Did the girl who used to work at Panera Bread.
Shut the fuck up. How does she? I'm about to. Hey.
Hitting her with the shit. Hey, this. Hey, did you? Gina, a real journalist. This is what she do.
Nah, Gina about to get. Hey.
Journalist.
Nah.
Yeah.
Did the girl that used to work at Panera Bread ever imagine getting you all these features.
You are funny as fuck. Go ahead.
Did you ever imagine getting all these features from these people?
I'm not going to lie. Kaylin walked into Panera one time. I was like, I know I'm going to see you again. Mm. So I didn't say that to him. But when he walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, that's Kaylin, y'all. Everybody that was in there was like, who's Kaylin? I was like, get the... He was what? Like, excuse me. Y'all got mail. I was like, y'all got you right here.
Did you tell him this story?
Kaylin?
Yeah.
I brushed it by him, but again, we was in the studio, so you feel me? It was like impact, like real impact.
You don't know
like,
now.
You see, that would make me fucking cry.
Yes, yeah,
like that's
that
some
is
shit
real.
That'd make me cry.
Yeah. Wow. I've had a lot of those moments, bro. Like, I got one time I got prophesied to, it got prophesied to me that, you know, I'm really in tune with the Lord, but it got prophesied to me that I would go to New York. And before I even, that was before I did music, before I did all of that, like, and as soon as I found out what New York was, I knew I was going to New York. Like, I'm so infatuated with New York, just the lifestyle, like, the vibe, everybody's aesthetic, like, the energy is just, it's cool, like, the fast life, like.
You feel like a movie when you go.
Yeah, and then, like.
I like the niggas.
Fucking genius. I feel like I was in
though.
A movie.
The Brooklyn
I'm
niggas?
Yeah. I'ma fuck with it, though. Anyways, though, I knew I was going to go. But when he prophesied to me, I was just like, not like, I know, but like, I know. But he was like, nah, it's for a reason, though. Like, that's when the label meeting started and shit. Like, so I was like.
Speaking of label meetings.
Talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it.
I heard that you be getting these crazy, like, life-changing offers.
Yeah, man. I do.
And you be turning them down.
What is going to take for 500 racks to take a deal?
It's going to take everything that makes sense and then everything else I want after that. And nobody's really willing to do both. Mm. Like,
so sometimes the money might be right. But then the back the terms, yeah. Sometimes the terms might be right, but the money too low.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and bro, when I tell you my manager's like the magic man, like he done worked it out. Like I really would have had the best, like nobody's seeing me, nobody's touching me. Like that would have had the best deal of what 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But then he said you feel me? I got put onto a couple things. We both learning a couple things, like, and then. The one thing he said to me that is obvious, it makes sense, but I was like, as soon as he said it to me, like how he said it was so like, he was like, bro, you already worth a bajillion million dollars. They gonna give you this right now, you gonna be playing with this same money?
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
At the end of this contract, because that's what you sign it for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all that, and I'm still going to be fighting for ownership. Like, no, yeah. Just stay independent. Like, I'm
you
straight.
Build
like,
your leverage first.
That's amazing.
Even then, I'm trying to stay as independent as well. You feel me?
That's amazing. That speaks to your character because, like, somebody like, you know, other artists, they might just jump on it and think, like, shit, I might miss my chance if I don't do this right here, take the sacrifice. But... your faith is strong.
That means
you know that what you want is going to come. That's amazing.
That's a fact, yeah.
She believe in herself.
Mm-hmm.
I could dig it.
What do you learn, though? What have you learned by going to all these meetings? Because I heard you to turn down a lot of meetings. So it's some shit you might have, you probably able to write a contract by this time.
Unfortunately not, but you feel me, if I get with my manager, you know what I'm saying, cook that shit up, you know?
So. But you know what's cap, you know what sound good, and you know what's, it ain't.
Yeah, and you can see what's cap, because I feel like Elijah makes a good, like, makes it a good point, like, at some point, we're going to have to meet. Like, I'm not about to sign off something or just okay something or just, like, at some point, we're going to have to meet. If I don't like your, I'm real big on that, too. Like, if I don't like your energy, I'm not fucking with you. If I don't like the, I'm not fucking with you. Like, I'm.
You can feel it when you walk in the room.
Right.
Yeah, like, if, if I'm already, we've been in conversation for 2 minutes now. If I'm still unsettled or, like, feeling like you trying to kiss my ass real hard or, like, you. Mm-hmm. I've been in meetings that was set up. Like, we didn't even know it. We thought we was finna go chill, and they bust out, like, contracts. Like, what is you? Ah, hold on.
Invite you for lunch, man. But I got this record deal.
I'm finna be like, yeah, after a check. After a check.
See, people don't realize that when you really give a fuck about your craft, like, signing a deal is like signing your life away. And, like, if you're gonna, it has to be right. You know what I'm saying? People really give a fuck about their craft and their music. That's like your life. That's your whole. That's like your baby. It's your music. I can't just give you this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it gotta be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to do some bad podcasting real quick. We already talked about Dump Truck, but if Tyga wasn't on the remix, who else would you have put on there? Or did you ever hear anybody else on it? If it was just your dream remix.
My dream remix, I would have put T-Pain on there.
Ooh.
That's fire.
You know what I was thinking? E-40.
Yeah, ooh, that shit would have slapped too.
Because they got the faster.
I think one of the guys brought that up, actually.
They got the faster version, you know?
What made you want to pick T-Pain?
That shit would have slapped.
Hmm? Yeah.
What made you want to pick T-Pain?
I like T-Pain. T-Pain get real. Usher, you got Usher, young man. You got T-Pain messed
she
up.
She talking to that nigga.
He got T-Pain.
Talk to that nigga.
You got T-Pain messed up, hurting his feelings, telling him that he messed up R&B. He just do what you can't.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, he just brought something new.
Definitely, like, the vibe was like, back then, that would have been Kaylin to me. I, like that shit was so smooth. Like, I almost started singing on this one.
So that's one of your influences too, T-Pain?
Yeah, like, I know he would have came on there and really, and did some shit, but like, it just, I'm real big on, like, I know the melodies would have been crazy. Just, he's still pleasing to the ear. Yeah. Like, that shit would have been crazy.
What are your thoughts on what Usher said? Because there are a lot of people who feel like auto-tune fucked up the game. Being that you use auto-tune, what did you think?
I mean, I don't think he fucked up the game because T-Pain can still sing very well without auto-tune. Like,
right.
So he was really just adding something new. And then he hurt you hurt his feelings. That hurt my feelings, bro. Why would you say that?
I feel that. Because I feel like a lot of the time people don't realize, like, to sound really good in auto-tune, you have to know how to sing already. Mm-hmm. That shit don't just make you sound beautiful. We've just adapted to niggas who can't really sing on auto-tune and we think it sound good. But when you really know how to sing, you know what I'm saying? The auto-tune just brings that motherfucker out that much more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ashanti just did an interview and she said that she dealt with a very inappropriate producer who he made an offer. He wanted to bribe her into get need some water?
Yeah, can I have my water?
He tried to bribe her into pretty much do this with me and, you know, I might release you. Yeah. Have you dealt with any men doing inappropriate things like that, like trying to bribe you or anything? Because I got a laundry bag full of them. Mm.
No. Fortunately, I have not. My manager don't play that. I don't play that.
He is laying nigga out. I could tell.
You feel me? Nah, I don't play that. I'll embarrass a nigga real fast.
Yeah.
Real fast, like on some simple shit. I don't like the way you looking at me. I'll be like loud as shit. Everybody minding their business. I'll be like, why you looking at me like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just blow the whole shit up because I don't like. Nah.
So you don't go for the making you feel uncomfortable.
I hate being uncomfortable. That's the worst feeling ever to me. It's worse than pain to me because when you like pain, you could try to aid that uncomfortability. That's like you can't fix that. I'm uncomfortable. Like, I can't.
Yeah. Especially if somebody else is influencing you being uncomfortable. If it's another person.
Right.
Not going for it. Yeah. I'm not going for it.
And I feel like it's hard for women in this area because most of the people with power are men. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time they be older men and they be weirdos. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like for all the women out there, you stand your ground, you're going to get what you want. You don't got to just take whatever they just throwing on the table to get what you need to get. You can stand your ground and you can still maneuver your way through this shit. There's plenty of successful women who didn't have to do no type of shit like that. So you don't got to either.
Yes. Who would you say your style is influenced by?
What do you mean?
Like your style, your
like home dress, mm-hmm. how I dress. Me for real, I still just wear what I like. I'm real simple. Mm-hmm. I'm content with simple stuff, but like sometimes I like to throw some spice on it. Like I guess this, I showed my brother what I was wearing, and he was like, "When you start wearing chains and shit on your clothes," and I was just like, "I like it, y'all like." I just, whatever I like, I'm new to the whole I've been starting getting free clothes, but it's still fairly new to me, and before, I ain't been shopping in a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, I done been shopping a couple times recently, I ain't been shopping in a long time because a lot of stuff gets... Damn, I'm high. What you say to me?
Yeah, what influences your style besides your style?
I'm sorry. See, that's that weed. I got all right. I'm gonna chill out though.
I was following you though. All right.
We was on
it. I appreciate it.
We were trying to see when you was gonna land that motherfucker.
the motherfucking wheel. She was swerving and out of the way. The motherfucker.
Trying to see when it was
gonna
land.
Like, all
right. Yeah, stupid. Oh my gosh. OMG. That's good. Y'all funny. You feel me? Just simple shit. And sometimes I like to switch it up. Sometimes I dress like real comfortable. And sometimes, you feel me? I'm cute, nigga. So sometimes I like to, you feel me?
Yeah. Dress she be more throwing us off sometimes. You feel me? Sometimes she'll come, you feel me, with her little swaggy shit. And then you'll wake up on Instagram and then she got the lace front. You'll be like, whoa.
That's just so crazy. I'm telling you, they're gonna love whatever five I pull out. You know what I'm talking about?
So what you more comfortable in though? You feel me? Like that?
I'm obviously way more comfortable in. I mean, well, I'm obviously always way more I'm comfortable in whatever I'm comfortable in. Like if it's something cute and feminine that I wanna wear and that shit like sought, like I'm comfortable, like I know it fits nice or whatever, like and I know I look good, like I'm not tripping or something gonna go wrong or whatever, like then I'm cool, like you feel me? I'm comfortable, but like where I'm most comfortable is, you know, like the sweatsuit, the Charlotte, the comfortable shit. Like mm-hmm. where I'm comfortable right now, but this is like I'd be wearing what you feel me, what y'all wearing, like
you know? Right, you feel me? Gina be on her little comfortable shit, you know what I'm saying? But Gina still fly.
Gina be dressing like a bad bitch. I be seeing you on Instagram while we looking too, stuff
you know
up.
Know
yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah, that's why I'll just be saying, you know, what y'all more comfortable in. You know, when you come, you feel me?
You know, I like a titty out.
I don't mind looking at a titty out. So, but it's not going to be mine for the most part. You know?
Gina.
You know I like to show my tattoo. They want
Gina
me. They
fucking tattoo.
They want me to get dressed in here.
This fly right now, you came in this motherfucking fly, but Gina would rather have her little chest patch showing this shit. Hey, either way it works, you feel me? Either way, fly. Do y'all thing.
How many tattoos you have?
21.
21.
Oh, she know the count. When was your first?
Yeah,
because
I got more than my big sister now. So,
if okay. I would have hit you with, if I would have said, so you got 21 tattoos, would you have thought I was like working for the police or something?
Oh hell, Gina.
That would have been a little too much.
That would have been the end of this interview. That would have been the end of this interview.
She's a fucking creep. She knew I had 21 tattoos.
Because if you know that, that's not even the bro. That would have been the end of this.
When you get your first tattoo?
With my manager. My first tattoo ever. I got 500 stamped on me.
How old was you?
I was 18.
Okay, so you got your first one as an adult. Your parents wasn't going for none of that earlier.
They wasn't going for none of that.
Felt that.
Do you have any names on you?
Ooh.
Ooh.
She said, ooh. Name ooh.
Them. I had one on me.
Oh, it's covered up. Ooh.
Nigga gone.
Ooh. What if I know the name? I'm just fucking
with you. You wouldn't believe how that was finna go. OMG.
I'm just fucking with you. I don't know the name. But you could tell us, though.
You out your motherfucking mind, Gina.
Which tattoo was the first one?
Which tattoo was the first one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you my did, oh, the 500. You did, no, where? My bad.
It's like, right here on the front of my ankles.
Okay. Did that motherfucker hurt?
No, I didn't hurt that bad.
Damn, shit by my bones be hurting like a motherfucker.
No, yeah, my worst tattoo really, bro. This the worst tattoo when, job ever that hands, I got on my knuckles.
Once you get to the hands, that's it's bad.
Everything else was a 6 except for my pinkies, bro. Both of my pinkies was 9s, but this is just the worst tattoo job ever, bro. As soon as this shit healed, it looked like it was fading.
I'm getting numb. I need the numbing.
You ain't got.
Oh, I mean, yeah, so now I'll be doing that.
Well, I was going through something very traumatic when I got this one, so I didn't get nothing numbed. But my back, I had to get it numbed.
I feel you.
I be getting my. I ain't playing under that shit. That motherfucker's hurt. You ain't gonna cap.
No, you not doing enough?
No, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, hurt. Yeah. So, you got booked for Rolling Loud.
Yes, sir. Is hell
this,
yeah.
This your first Rolling Loud?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, shit. Let's go. How it feel?
That shit was so blew my nigga.
That's lit.
That shit is so crazy. That shit's so crazy. And they hit me too. Like, everybody just be hitting me. That shit's so lit, bro. It's fucking Rolling Loud. And what's crazy is my manager manifested that shit.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, bro, December, like, you, like, I'm looking for that shit to be, like, Rolling Loud. You got to get it done. Like, yeah. You feel me? And I'm thinking, you feel me? I'm me, so I'm like, it's not impossible.
Yeah.
But me, Rolling Loud, bro, he like, bro, you're getting that shit.
See, if I'm getting booked for Rolling Loud, I got a PNB Rock feature, Sadie Hendrix, LinkedIn with Kaylin.
Put it on.
Tiger feature. I wouldn't get signed either.
I feel you.
You doing all this shit independent?
Because that's what they gonna do for you. You just gonna be in debt.
Yeah.
That's just what they gonna do for you.
You and your team, y'all already, to me, it seems like y'all already got the formula and y'all already got it figured out. I would stay independent too. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying if.
Mm-hmm.
If that 500, that billion come through, I ain't saying don't sign, but.
$500 billion? I might fuck with you. I might fuck with you.
Take all my other shit.
Category. I don't even the whole.
The fuck, I turn into a motherfucking billionaire. Turn around to Elon Musk around this motherfucker with a deal like that.
Well, thank you for kicking it with us, man. We really appreciate it, Miss 500 Racks.
So, man.
We need more female representation in music on the West Coast. So thank you for, because you're doing a phenomenal job. You're not just out here dropping no bullshit. Like,
yeah, her
you shit really,
is fire. And I don't like nothing. I don't like nothing.
He thinks everything is trash.
Facts. I think everything is trash. But nah, Fire in the Racks is fire, bro. And she from here. So I'm supporting that shit.
What can we expect? You said, I know you said the album's on the way. Do you got maybe a season that is coming out in? Maybe in the summer?
I'm looking still for it to drop next month, honestly.
Oh, shit. It's coming.
January, top of the year.
Yeah, a lot of people have different, I've gotten different opinions on dropping around that time, but
yeah,
I feel like, no big headed shit, just I am who I am. People have been anticipating the drop. Some people think they know who's on there. Some people, like, I just don't think it's going to fail. I got a really good feeling about the project, you know, and all of my music, like I said, does what it does to you. However you think you're going to feel about it. But, mm-hmm. like, I just think it's going to go very well, honestly.
Well, I don't know who we need to talk to over at XXL, but 2023, we need 500 racks on
that's
that XXL freshman cover.
Make that shit happen.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode with 500 racks.
Yes, Gina
Views, Almighty Suspect. Yeah. Like, share, subscribe, and we'll see y'all next time.